In the beginning of the parsha, it starts telling how Moshe fulfilled the tzivoy from Parsha's Truma, and he says, take a truma for Hashem, kol nediv libo, whoever's heart volunteers them, yivi'eha eis truma Hashem, should bring it, the truma of Hashem. So there's obviously redundancy here. It should just say yivi'eha, or yavi es truma Hashem. What does it say? Yivi'eha, bring it, and es truma Hashem. Okay, on the Pashtanim, Sheva Pashtanim just say that, okay, sometimes there are redundant objects in the Torah, and it really just means Yavi Es Trumas Hashem. The Sforno actually says that it means it's referring to bringing two different things. And he says, what are the two different things? The two different things are the whatever they volunteered to build the Mishkan and the Machzis HaShekel. And that's what it means. You bring whatever you want for the Mishkan together with the Machzis HaShekel, which is called Trumas Hashem. But the Balaturim wants to find B'derech Remez, Kedark HaKodesh, finds a Musarvart here, and the Balaturim says Yivieha is referring to the Eha is the feminine suffix, is a feminine suffix, is referring to sort of a female, perhaps? What could that mean? So he says, because a lot of these things are kesef and zahav, and might be tachshite isha, might be things in the house that the wife really appreciates more than the husband having in the house. You know, if someone were to ask me to donate a pretty thing, whatever, I'd say, no big deal, like, I don't really need it anyway. But maybe my wife would really miss it more, and she would appreciate it, and she would think it was more valuable and shouldn't be given away so easily. Says that's what it means. It means they have to go and they consult with their wives, and together with their wives, check, just because they don't need the extra gold jewelry doesn't mean that their wives want to part with it, and they should make sure the wives are shalom with it before they part with it. That's an interesting mussar that sometimes you want to do a good thing, and so it's easy to sacrifice to do a good thing. Okay, sacrifice something that I don't really care about, but that's a bigger sacrifice for other people. We have to be careful. We want to do a big thing and we want to sacrifice. Don't sacrifice things that are valuable to other people. Sacrifice things that are valuable to ourselves, and if there's something valuable to other people, check with the other people they want to sacrifice with them. Don't be a tzaddik on someone else's cheshbon, even in your own family. That's the Ben Anwa Chaver Musar of the Balaturim. The Sfas Emes says a very nice Musar Amkus, which corresponds to some of the Kabbalistic ideas and is just a Pshat HaOr in the Kabbalistic ideas found in the Ramban and some of the other Mefarshim here. But he says in grammar, he wants to have a Musar Vart based on a diktuk in the grammar. It says, kol nediv libo yivieha, should bring it. It is a pronoun. A pronoun needs an antecedent. Usually you go, in English at least, I think in Hebrew also, you go to the like most recent noun. It says, what was the most recent thing we discussed? The Sfas Emes says, kol nediv libo yivieha, whoever has the nedivas lev, has the feeling that he wants to give to us, given his heart, should bring that nedivas lev, should bring the feeling in his heart, as truma Hashem, and should also bring the physical truma, that when Hashem asks us for the truma, the tafel, the second aspect, was to bring some gold and silver and wood and this to build. The ikr that Hashem wanted is not the gold and silver. What? Hashem needs gold and silver? Hashem needs a house? Hashem needs anything? That's the secondary of Trumas Hashem. The Icarus, call Nadiv Libo Yivieha. He wanted us to bring our lave. He wanted us to bring the feeling of Hashem and the yearning for Hashem. And ultimately, that's true not only in the Mishkan, but of all of Avodas Hashem. That everything Hashem asks for us, what does He want from us? He doesn't need anything. He's an all-perfect God. He doesn't need us to do anything. Rachman Aliba by the Icar, He wants us to bring Hashem into our hearts. And we express that by doing various things. That's the whole idea of Bilvavi Mishkan Evne, V'chuli, that really the Mishkan is not just something that was 3,300 years ago in the Sinai Desert. The Mishkan is something that's really in everyone's heart in a certain way. Sfas Emes says that already comes from the pasuk. Kol Niv Lubo Yivieha. The Iker Mishkan is when we give to Hashem and make room for Him in our hearts. Estrum as Hashem. And then we build a physical one also that we should be zochah to see again. Meir of Yameinu.